Hi, thanks so much for reaching out and for your message. The truth of the matter is that whatever I'm going to say, and I will try my best that whatever Hashem sends me, it cannot do full justice to your message, because I can just hear so much tremendous, tremendous pain in what you're mentioning. You've got a very difficult marriage. You're not happy with your job. You're on medication, you know, and really just life in general, you're finding a really big struggle. And it just is so inspiring to see how you're already starting off, that you daven a lot, you say a lot of Tehillim, you talk to Hashem and you thank Him for things, and you're trying to grow in Emunah and Bitachon by listening to Hotlines, etc. And that is just absolutely incredible to see how you're trying to respond with real Emunah and Bitachon. So the truth of the matter is that after everything's said and done, we can try to share perspectives with one another and gain a little bit of inspiration, because we all need it, because we're all just human beings and we're struggling. But at the end of the day, we can really only daven for one another that things should turn out sweetly and smoothly in the right way, because we're just human beings. And at the end of the day, you know, when somebody dies, we have, or let's just use a different example. If somebody's arm gets cut off, regardless of how much emunah they have, it's going to hurt, and that person is going to scream. We're human beings, and we're meant to. We're allowed to feel the pain. We're allowed to scream. And we only have limited capacity, you know, to deal with things. So you're asking, you know, as you mentioned in your message, you don't feel that Hashem will actually come through for you in the way that you need to send you, like, you know, all the hatzlacha and success in all these areas that you need, unless you like really pierce the heavens and like make the most incredible prayers over a long period of time and like really shake the heavens, and you just don't have that koach, that will and that drive and that ability within you at the moment to do that. So you almost, what I'm picking up from what you're saying is you just feel like giving up, and you know, because unless you can be almost a superhuman, Hashem's not going to come through for you. So again, let's just break this down, and with Hashem's help, Hashem should send a little bit of perspective. Hashem should send me the right words. Hashem does not expect us to be more than we are capable of being. Hashem knows every single one of us, exactly what we can handle, what is within our ability, etc. So if a person just wakes up in the morning and completely excludes Hashem from their life, they're having difficult times and they forget to talk to Hashem, and they, you know, they're not trying to grow in Emunah and Bitachon, etc., then, you know, for most people that would probably be that they could do a lot more. And everyone based on their level, you know, we're all on different levels and have different makeups and different backgrounds. Hashem knows our entire story way better than we know it. So you just need to realize that we need to deal with it from both sides of the coin. On the one hand, you need to give yourself a hug, and you need to realize that you are doing incredibly. You need to realize that the fact that you are just trying, you're waking up in the morning with so many incredible, intense, immense challenges, and you're just trying. Just think of, Rabbi Nachman speaks about this a lot, that we're supposed to focus on the good points. Try, and this is something actually to incorporate into, very worthwhile to incorporate into your daily session, personal session, your Hisbodedus with Hashem, to just think about, if it's helpful, just write it down, or just thinking about it. How many good things are you doing? Did you smile at someone today? Did you do something good? Did you maybe say a bracha? Did you maybe learn some Torah? Did you maybe try find more inspiration about Emunah and Bitachon? Did you talk to Hashem? All these things, and you'll think of a lot more. And just realize you're actually doing pretty incredibly regarding the circumstances. You know, a person can very easily, God forbid, it shouldn't happen to any of us, but it can happen that a person goes through so many challenges, they just fall off the boat, they don't want any of this anymore, they just like, you know, and obviously we know that that doesn't help anything, because, you know, a person who just leaves Hashem out the picture, there's nothing to turn to anymore, there's nothing to rely on. And a person who believes that, like many Torah sources teach, what's going to happen in the next world, that this world is just the start of a real life. So God forbid when people take their lives and things like that, Hashem Yerachem, should never happen to any of us. But it's just because a person doesn't have the true understanding that the next world is just the beginning of real life, and it's no solution by any means to do such a thing, because it's no solution to the problem. The pain that in this world is much less than the pain for doing something like that will be in the next world, God forbid. Of course, there's many people that are sick, and we never point a finger of why somebody would do that, etc. But at the same time, just to stay on our topic and our point, you know, right now, just to realize how incredibly, amazingly you're doing, and that can already give a person a tremendous drive to be in a much better, healthier space, and motivation to be in a much better, healthier space. Many, many teach that when a person is in a happy space, you're able to just deal with things a billion times better than if you're not. So again, that's the first thing just to take to heart. When a person is going through all these struggles, with besides, which we'll get into in a moment, besides trying to get into the emunah and bitachon of how can I have a better perspective, etc., and to have more emunah and bitachon, well, at the same time, just to appreciate where I am, how incredibly I'm responding to the situation, where I could be. Like I say, sometimes just getting up in the morning, just doing that. And then what, you daven today, or you said a bracha today, or you gave someone a smile, or you did someone a favor, you sent someone a nice message, and count in your own life the amazing, amazing things you're doing. And then give yourself a pat on the back, give yourself a hug, just to realize how incredibly you are doing with regards to the situations. And realize that Hashem sends us these situations specifically to test us. You know, how are we going to respond to them? We know that the highest possible levels that we can achieve in the Torah, as many teach, is via the response that we give to challenging situations. And when we're going through challenging situations, very challenging situations, sometimes we feel like just falling off the boat, and we don't. And we just carry on again, whatever we can, in whatever ways we can, just realize you're a tremendous, tremendous success story. And Hashem is going to reward you immensely and tremendously. Now, if Hashem didn't care about you and care about us, he will just give you everything you need at this moment. You know, if Hashem didn't care about us, then he would just give you the most beautiful life, no problems in the marriage, no problems in parnasa, no problems with the health, no problems in any other area. Because he doesn't care about you like he does with the snake. He says to the snake, your parnasa will be everywhere, eat the dust of the earth, don't care about you, don't want a relationship with you. However, Hashem cares about us and wants a deep personal relationship with us. And he gives us opportunities to really need him. And God forbid, a person in those opportunities, they can fly and get to the highest heights, or God forbid, sometimes people can drop and they can lose all their emunah and bitachon. And that's the whole point of free will in this world. This is where we have the opportunity to realize these are really opportunities. Life is going to end at some point, not after 120 years. And then we go to eternity. And each of these struggles is a tremendous, when we respond to these struggles with emunah and bitachon, it's like the biggest mitzvahs you can do. Some explain that literally you can learn the whole Torah, you can do the best of mitzvahs. But when you respond to a challenging situation with emunah and bitachon, you're literally like got the highest, highest possible tickets to the next world. And what does it mean to respond to Hashem with emunah and bitachon? It can be kept simply, again, at your level, in your own way. Hashem understands where you're at. We fall. We meant to fall. I messed up today. I was angry at Hashem. I didn't talk to him. I didn't do this mitzvah properly. Whatever it might be. The whole point is looking forward. What can I do going forward? Okay. What does Hashem want from me in this situation? The most basic expression of emunah bitachon, and as you've expressed that you're doing, which is unbelievable, is just speaking to Hashem and just continuing that conversation with Hashem and telling Hashem exactly what you've expressed to me and you expressed to others, but expressing to Hashem exactly as, like many explain, just to speak to Hashem like a friend. Hashem, I'm going through this tremendously challenging marriage and I can't bear this any longer. And on top of that, the parnasa is just like, it's just such a tremendous struggle. And you speak out your specifics and the health and everything, etc. And Hashem, I don't even have it within me to dive into you hours and hours every day. I cannot. I'm going to try dive into you every single day, and you fill in the blank of what commitment you can really realistically manage. And it's going to be a little bit of a push for me, but I'm going to do that. At the same time, Hashem, I'm asking you, give me, please, inspiration and motivation. Come through for me. I can't continue like this for the next year, just davening every day and expecting that you're going to come through for me. And you're only going to come through in a year. I'm begging you, Hashem, do it today. Do it today, please, Hashem. You know, and along those lines. And just remember what the many, many commentaries teach about emunah and bitachon, that in 1 second, Hashem can turn things around. And in fact, when a person has sincere bitachon, Hashem will absolutely turn things around. Again, there's prerequisites to that. A person has to be 100% certain, 100% confident in their bitachon in Hashem. And if they are, if they get to that level, Hashem will give you exactly what you need in the way that you need without any exceptions. Different to how we normally learn about tefillah. And that's one of the most incredible things about bitachon. A person might say, how do I get to such a level of sincerity and bitachon? It's okay, even if you don't get to that level of bitachon, you know, you're going to get the highest, highest rewards, and Hashem can still come through for you tomorrow, today, whenever it's going to be. Whilst at the same time, we have that place to aim to have absolute, incredible bitachon in Hashem. So this is just a little bit of perspectives, but again, we should all merit not to have to go through these things and merit sweet things in this world at the same time, reach the highest levels of real emunah and bitachon to connect to Hashem and fulfill our real mission in this world of real emunah and real bitachon.